Talking about Dave Stanley and people in form, Gowie's had another win against the listener. Sorry, Freckles.
Has he ever lost?
Well, there you go. He's on the line. Hello, Gowie.
Yes. Morning, fellas. Yes, I have lost. You've got some keen listeners out there that know their golf, so I have been dusted up a number of times, but not last week.
Well done. That's sort of the idea, right? You want the listeners to have a win every now and then.
You know that Gowie gets... So we, what do we give? The $50 voucher? Well, yeah. Every time Gowie wins, he actually gets $200 from Ravi, so... So he's just, you know, cleaning up, right? Everyone in the Gow household's getting a voucher for Drummond Golf this Christmas under the tree.
That is good. Not true, David. I do all this, even the big sports breakfast, I do for the love of it. I just love the game of golf and I love this station. So I just get out of bed early in the morning just to do this for the love of it.
I'm sure you do, Gowie. What about some news with the President's Cup? Brooks Koepka, he's been ruled out with injury and Ricky Fowler's the new replacement.
Yeah, well, that's we sort of thought it was coming. You know, we didn't know whether he hurt his knee in Korea a month ago and really hurt it. And, you know, it's taken a while in his rehab. So, you know, Ricky Fowler's been on the wait list there and he was definitely the one. You know, there's talk of, you know, Tiger was going to pick a young gun, but he's already got a couple of rookies in there. He's got five rookies in there. But, you know, you throw out one like Brooks Koepka, number one in the world, and you bring in Ricky Fowler, number 21 in the world. And that means they've got 10 of their top 12 players inside our best-ranked player, which is Adam Scott at 18 in the world. So the internationals are up against it. And the only way I can see us winning, because this is, if you've got your chance to go to Melbourne because you've got some of the best players, well, the best players in the world playing in Melbourne in our country. So you probably won't see this again for another 12 or 13, 14 years, them coming back. So... head down there. But the only way I can see the internationals can win if they make that golf course hard and fast and there's a bit of wind get up. That's their only way. We've got to make that golf course so not like the golf courses in America. We've got to make it that the greens are blue by Sunday afternoon, that it's rock hard like the Australian Masters used to be.
Can I ask why? Is that Gowie? So for those out there that don't know their golf as much as you or, you know, other keen golfers, why do you want those conditions? Because you'd think that the Americans, no matter what the conditions, are going to be good anyway.
Yeah, they're going to be good, but they've grown up on thick rough around the green, so that type of chipping. Their golf courses are pretty for TV, so they look really good on Fox Sports. They're nice and green, and there's nice cuts up in the middle of the fairway, and they're soft. So it's, you know, the greens are super soft, so you can hit a 5-iron in and the ball will stop dead, where, you know, at Royal Melbourne, you can hit a wedge in it, you can hit at the front edge and go to the back edge. So they're not used to that. So your yardage just changed. Your whole mindset to the way to play the game is a lot more strategic. The American way of golf, there's no strategic part to it anymore. It's just whack it as far as you can and wedge it, you know, to a certain part of the green. So... you know, putting makes a difference. You know, at Royal Melbourne, you can three putt from 5 feet because of if you get the ball above the hole. So it really is a big difference. It's no different to setting a wicket for cricket.
Yeah.
You know, it's about getting that wicket right for our country that are used to growing up on this. And keep in mind, we haven't got all those players, but we've got four really good players that can play those conditions. And it's a matter of them dragging them along like a Louis Oosthuizen to those type of conditions. That's the only way I can see us beating them.
Yeah, if you want to take Gowie on for the Drummond Golf gift voucher, give us a call on the open line 1-3-5-3-5-3. Tournament this weekend, who do you like?
Yeah, it's the RSM Classic. I'm going back to back here with Billy Horschel. He ran eighth last week in that event. He likes this golf course. He finished tied second here in 2017. But the interesting one is Brendan Todd, who won 2 weeks ago and then backed it up again last week and won. This guy come from nowhere. Won in 2014, and he was done and dusted. He'd lost all his game. And Bradley Hughes, I don't know if you remember Brad Hughes. He won the Australian Masters, one of our best ever players out of Australia. He's been coaching him for the last 2 years, and he's got him back on the rails. He's got him two-time winner on the US Tour now, or three-time winner on the US Tour now. And it's a massive coaching effort because he spent a lot of time with him to get him there. So expect Brad Hughes to get a few more US Tour players under his wing now.
Brendan Todd, $41. Billy Horschel, $15. Second in the market there at tab.com.au. Webb Simpson is the favourite at $8.50. What about the LPGA Tour Champs, Gowie?
Yeah, this is a big one. This is the end of the year, and we have seriously got four live chances in here, and I'm going to put a little bit of money on Minji Lee. She's not the best player in the world at the moment. No, she's number five. She's come off the third and a second, beaten in a playoff by Nelly Korda there a few weeks ago. They're playing for the biggest check of the year, which is $1.5 million. And then let's not forget Hannah Green, who has just been exceptional this year. 22-year-old from Western Australia, major winner and a winner on the US Tour. So, you know, four Aussies there, Sue Oh, Catherine Kirk. You can see it all on Fox Sports this weekend. I am betting I'm going to have some money in Minji Lee. She's got to be one of the favourites. I couldn't find a market last night, but I'm sure Tab have got a market on that. So it's a big group in the final group. It's Brooke Henderson and Jin Young Ko, who's probably, well, she will be the bookie's favourite. But Minji Lee, the way she's playing, well, she could take this out.
All right, there is a strong tip. We'll get onto that. We'll get Dave, get the team onto that one. The Race to Dubai final.
Yeah, this is it. They're playing for £8 million. Wow. You know, all the best European players and, well, the world players playing. Two Aussies this week, Scotty Hendon, Jason Scribner, who has really moved his way up a third last week. Tommy Fleetwood, your man.
Oh, I know, he had a win.
It was an awesome win, too. I tell you, if you can YouTube it or watch the reruns on Fox, he played so good. He had three eagles in the final round and then got... Yeah, one in the playoff. I'm backing him this week to take the big check out. He's won it before. You've got Rose in there, Garcia and McIlroy and Rahm. Rahm hasn't played for 6 weeks, so I know there's a big call out that, you know, he's probably favourite, but he hasn't played for 6 weeks. He can't be that sharp. But McIlroy, Garcia and Tommy down the stretch, I reckon that'll be good viewing on Sunday afternoon.
All right, now, Gowie, we've got your challenger there. You've got Billy Horschel at $15 as your best. Matt's on the line. G'day, Matt.
G'day, how are you?
Really well, mate. Who do you like to go head-to-head with Gowie?
I've got my money on Kistner.
Say it again. Sorry, mate.
Kistner.
Kevin.
Kistner.
Kevy.
Okay, yeah. All right. We've got a price on...
$26.
Kistner. Yeah. $26, KK. Okay. Okay, we'll put him down. Good on you, Matt. What's that, a $50 voucher or a $100 voucher from Road? Just a 50. Okay.
Come on, Jimmy.
Well, I didn't know whether it was 100 or 50. I thought he might have had a good day at the Melbourne Cup that day, Ravi, and bumped that up to 100.
What do you think of that selection, Gowie?
Yeah, good. He's a past champion, so I think he's done his work there. And, yeah, Kiz is always a good player around that golf course. He's from that area. He's probably a little bit headless. He didn't get a start in the President's Cup because, you know, he was right in there. He was one of the ones that was close to getting a start. So not a deep field this week. You know, Horschel at $15. He's normally about $30. But your Webson and Furyk and Kuchar that are in the field this week. So the five Aussies, they're all a chance. I like Bads. But my long shot this week is a guy that's working way back into the world of golf again. Is Alex Noren at $34. Played good last week.
Okay, Alex Norman.
Alex Norman, your best
Ruffy.
Well.
Alex Norman.
And Aaron Baddeley is your best Aussie.
Yep,
Aaron Baddeley. President's Cup, only a couple of weeks ago, Gowie.
Yeah, a couple of weeks away. Yep, we've got the Australian Open before that.
Yep.
So Sydney people, you can head down to the Australian Golf Club. We've got, you know, Garcia's playing, Ernie Els, Paul Casey, all those guys. Adam Scott and Jason Day. So this is going to be really important for Jason Day because he missed the cut easily last week at Maricopa. Yeah. Ernie Els wouldn't be happy with that at all. Jason's got to do some work before he gets to Australia and no better place to do it, the Australian Golf Club. And
how many of the US team will be playing in that Australian Open, mate?
I actually don't think there are any. I think they're all playing Tigers event.
Yep.
Then they're all going to jump on that nice beautiful private jet from the Bahamas.
Jeez.
And head to Melbourne. So I don't think there's any. I'll have to check, but I don't think there's any. But I think we've got five or six of the internationals playing. It's a cracking field this year, the Australian Open, and then following it up with the Australian PGA the following week. New South Wales Open, let's not forget that. That's the week before the Australian Open. That's only a week away out at Twin Creeks. And you know, we've got some of our young guns, and yeah, that's worth going. If you are a golfer and a nut golfer, go out and take a look. Supposedly they were hurt a couple of years ago. Dave Stanley played in the Pro-Am, and that kid that he
still
played
got divots.
No longer plays golf.
What, the Pike play, doesn't he play golf anymore?
No, he gave up, Dave.
You stopped him as well.
You've stopped him.
Yep. Well, there you go. Well, anyone that wants to play, anyone thinking of leaving golf, I'm happy to go out and have a round with them. I just every time I think of this President's Cup, I just think of Tiger being captain. Just, you know, him running the show.
Does he get the big room, Gowie?
Yeah, he certainly does. I was down there last week and had a look at all the rooms and the golf course, and it looks absolutely magnificent. Tiger's got, it's actually a big, massive big room for himself.
Thank you, Gowie.
See ya.